Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. The second dose of anti-coronavirus vaccine will be administered to healthcare workers from February 13th, the centre said on Thursday, highlighting that 45% of them have been inoculated so far. Addressing a press briefing, Union Health Secretary Rajesh Bhushan said 45,93,427 beneficiaries have been vaccinated against COVID-19 till 1:30 p.m. on Thursday. The latest national sero survey by Indian Council of Medical Research has revealed that over 21% of the country's population aged 10 years or above have shown evidence of already being exposed to COVID-19, a government statement has said. Centre has noted that a vast majority of the population are still at risk of COVID-19 infection. HCL Technologies yesterday said it plans to hire 1,000 employees in the next few months for its campus in Nagpur. Currently, the company has 2,000 employees working at the campus where it plans to create a global IT development center. This will include efforts to recruit, train, and employ local talent and create sustainable ecosystems for them, HCL Technologies said. Largely restricted to the outskirts of New Delhi, the mostly peaceful protests were marred by violence on January 26th. We encourage that any differences between the parties be resolved through dialogue, a US embassy spokesperson said, that also proffered general support to government measures to improve the efficiency of India's markets and attract greater private sector investment. The farmers who enjoy most support in northern India's breadbasket states argue that three new farm laws will hurt their interests while benefiting large firms. Online grocery delivery company Big Basket has reported a 36% year-on-year increase in its revenue at ₹3,818 for the financial year ended March 31, 2020. Its losses also zoomed 26% to ₹710 crore during the year. The company's operations were disrupted due to a nationwide lockdown imposed in March last year to curb the spread of coronavirus infections. However, the lockdown also helped the company double its business from pre-COVID levels. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Goodbye for now.